all, you'll hear tender little ditties that will lighten the heart, sharpen the mind, and embolden the spirit. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. only on WRCT. Your eyes are the windows to your health. Schedule an eye exam to see if you're one of the 11 million Americans who has a common vision problem that can easily be corrected. Remember, healthy eyes make for a healthier you. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. A message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health and WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT is supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information on how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. And if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
One World Community Radio Program on 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, 88.7 FM WRHU, Hempstead Radio, Hofstra University, 88.1 FM WCWP, Brookville, LIU Post, 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh, Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 FM WVCR, Loudonville, Siena College, 98.1 and 105.9 FM WKZE Salisbury Red Hook, and around the world at WRHU.org. This is One World Community Radio, coming up next on your favorite community radio station.
Radio program, a collaboration between 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, South Africa, and 88.7 FM WRHU Radio, Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York. Broadcasting from the Bush Radio Salt River Studios in Cape Town is host me, Lydia Mahwanana, broadcasting from WRHU Studios in Hempstead, New York, are your hosts, Cody Millar and Andy Gladding. We welcome you to join us for the next hour as we celebrate the power of community radio, music, language, and culture. The world is a big place, but using the power of radio, we're bringing it right to your door. Now, Bush Radio and WRHU welcome you to the one world of community radio.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold.
88.7 FM WRHU in Hempstead, New York. 88.3 WRCT Radio Carnegie Tech in Pittsburgh, and 89.5 FM Bush Radio, the mother of community radio in Cape Town, South Africa. This is the One World Community Radio Show. I'm Ricky Hubert in New York, and this is a very special broadcast because South Africa, Kusi Veto, is in Robben Island. Kusi, tell me what we're going to be talking about today.
Well, it's one of the programs that I'm so passionate about, where I started, I think, in 2016. Where Bush Radio sent me to Robben Island, where we actually, Robben Island have this beautiful program, which they're calling it Spring School. In South Africa, we have 1 week of holidays. Usually it's in September, but now it's in October. So it's 1 week where kids are invited all over the country from different provinces. Mostly they are invited via different museums. Where the Robben Island will do a call out, and then those museums sometimes will do competitions or will just invite individuals, potential leaders who are kids. So, yeah, that's why I'm here. So I'm here under Bush, actually on behalf of Bush Radio, to share the skills of media. You know, as I always tell them, I'm not here to teach them to be celebrities, but I'm here to teach them into be leaders in the media space, especially like radio, where they can tell stories for people that can't have a chance to, you know, to tell their stories around the world. So, yeah, and now I have a team, which every year I would have a team of people who choosing Radio Elective. Actually, I didn't even ask them why they chose Radio Electives, but they, yeah, they've been learning. It's the third day, right?
Yes.
Third day, they've been learning a lot, so you will get to know them. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Let's have all these young leaders introduce themselves for all the people listening to this show.
Hi, Mr. Richard. My name is Mipona Khaswane. I'm from Lesotho, and I go to a school called National University of Lesotho International School.
Hi, Mr. Richard. My name is Dlamini Thandolotu. I'm from the Kingdom of Eswatini. I learn at Vulamasongo High School.
Hi, Mr. Richard. My name is Mbongile. My surname is Mtidiemwa. I'm from Cape Town. I'm from a school named Desmond Bilo Tutu, and I'm happy to be here.
Hi, Mr. Richard. My name is Tatlo Jacobs from Free State. I'm representing Gopoleng Secondary School.
Hi, Mr. Richard. My name is Tatlo Chikerema. I'm actually from Zimbabwe, but now I stay in Western Cape, and I came here with Bush Radio.
Hi, Mr. Richard. My name is Jesse Jack Maguara. I come from the Western Cape in West Bank, Delft. And yeah.
Hi, Mr. Richard. My name is Asanda Pride Mabaso. I'm from KZN representing Park Hill Secondary School.
Hi, Mr. Richard. My name is Mutilisi Marfane. I come from Lesotho and I attend a school called Nalis.
Hi, Mr. Richard. My name is Tafadzwa Mchazwana. I'm from Zimbabwe originally, but I'm currently based in Cape Town. I'm one of the Robben Island Museum's ambassadors. That means I'm a spring school ex-scholar.
How do you feel they're calling you Mr. Richard? They're making you older now.
I was just going to say that. I think this should be a new thing. I think everyone who comes on this show should call me Mr. Richard. I love it. You could call me Ricky. It's fine. Don't worry about Mr. Richard. But when everybody did it, I said, oh my goodness, they're all so respectful. That's so wonderful. That's so nice. I'm just curious because, Kusi, you had mentioned about the radio elective. What got each of you guys invested and interested in the radio elective?
The reason why I am interested in radio active, it's because I am already in a radio show in Bush Radio that we usually do on Saturdays. So it's called Crew, but our show for teenagers is called Crew Expression. So the reason why I chose this one, it's because I want to gain more experience.
I chose this radio broadcast, FM radio. So I wanted to learn more about radio.
Hi, Simbongile Ntitiemba. I chose radio because it's basically like a thing of I want to touch my voice to touch on so many different souls, telling them about the positive vibes of the radio and how radio has an impact to the world.
Hi, my name is Esri Durham. I didn't actually introduce myself earlier, but I'm from the Western Cape province and I'm representing Rocklands High. So I didn't really choose radio and podcast at first, but then I kind of got put into it. And the reason why I stayed is because I'm kind of learning a lot of things that I wouldn't normally learn outside. And I feel like I'm stepping out of my comfort zone and it's, you know, kind of interesting.
Hi, I'm Lucy. I chose radio and podcast because I was just really testing new waters, but I'm staying because I can see that there's more to radio than just saying a bunch of words on the radio.
Hi, I'm Tondolo Sudamini. It is actually funny how I chose radio and podcasts. I was actually running away from the other electives, thinking that they are working, but only to find that it also in radio and podcasts, we're also working, but I'm quite enjoying it.
Hi, Richard. I chose radio and podcast because it's like a better way to connect through voice better than other visual platforms.
Hi, Richard. I chose radio and podcast because, honestly, I like Metro FM. I thought we were actually going to meet up with Metro FM, but at the end of the day, it is what it is.
Damn, it's so cold.
I came to radio, I think, because of the reachability it has. As an agent of change that I am, I think I'll be able to reach more people. And also having a background in multimedia, I think radio was a skill that I was lacking.
So yeah, Richard, it's on you.
Tell us about the themes this year. So tell us about the themes that you guys, because you were saying there's a theme every year. Tell us about the theme this year that's going on at the Spring School in Robben Island.
I think that the theme is really powerful for me. Nurturing future leaders starts with remembering. Remembering the stories, the struggles, and the lessons of those who came before us. Because memory gives meaning and meaning gives direction. Without that, we risk repeating the same mistakes.
Our theme, Nurturing Future Leaders Through Memory and Meaning, and it's all about growing the kind of leadership that's rooted in truth, reflection, and purpose.
On Nurturing Future Leaders Through Memory and Meaning, the highlighted word memory could probably is how we can use leadership skills from the past, which benefited people from the past, and use them to be who we are today.
So nurturing future leaders through memory and meaning basically means that we have to touch on like how touch on youth, how youth, and how youth can benefit from knowing the history of its country and getting to know the type of leaders they had. And yeah,
to touch on that, I feel like when they speak about the memory part, it would kind of mean like enriching the youth with the skills that our political leaders used during the past day to kind of use it currently now in today's world to persevere. And that's about it. Back to you, Richard.
They're already professionals. They're saying, and that's back to you. They already got it. They got what it takes. They're already professionals. And that's back to you in the studio. How do you guys take the themes of what the program is this year and put it into the podcast? Tell everybody a little about what you're working on this week.
podcast?
So this week we are actually doing something like we are taking the leaders in South Africa that was once prisoners here in Robben Island, the ones that are unknown yet. So we are actually presenting it to people out there so that they can be known.
And to add on that, we will be today, this week, we've been learning about the prisoners that went on unspoken, even though they contributed greatly upon the apartheid era that occurred in South Africa.
And also, Robben Island have taught us that in future, we need to have plans. In order to succeed those plans, we need to have apps where we could keep our information. What are we learning as future leaders, and what are we leaving behind?
And I think this is very much relevant to the theme that we're doing, because as these young ones are the future leaders of the next South Africa or the future, it is very, very, very much crucial for them to learn those lessons from those people. And it's not only the non-heroes that have got much valuable lessons. More of the unsung heroes are people that we resonate with because they live amongst our communities. Hence why what we're doing, I think, is crucial, because we're able to reach out to a lot of people and help out.
And again, if you have just tuned in now, you're listening to the One World Community Radio Program, which is a weekly international podcast co-produced by 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, South Africa, 88.7 FM, HWRHU Radio Hofstra University, and 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh, and also obviously this is a show where it touches especially with issues that are happening within the community. So this week I'm in Robben Island and I'm with the future leaders, as the island, as they calling it, Radio Elective.
I was going to have a question for our ambassador, if he's willing to speak on this. For listeners in the States who might not have the context behind why Robben Island is so important, can you explain that a little bit for people?
The reason why Robben Island sits at the crucial point of our history is because most of our struggle leaders were incarcerated there. So it is a place where the most crimes of apartheid were committed on our olden leaders. And that's where most of the life lessons that we learned from them occurred here. I'm not sure if you know about this phrase, but we call this place a university of life, because there's a lot of mottos, a lot of quotes that came from here. And through the process of teaching, of each one teach one, people were able to learn a lot of things from what happened on Robben Island. If I can give an example, most of them, when they came to this prison, they're not educated. But due to the Each One Teach One program, they were able to educate themselves up until most of them when they left at matric and whatsoever. So it's quite crucial that there's those small lessons, which happens to be small lessons to other people, but to us as the upcoming leaders, we can implement them in the current present, in the present future, in the present tense that we now, and be able to breed a new breed of leadership, which is more stronger and that fights for the social injustices. An example is me. I've been in the program before, and I'm back right now doing the same thing that happened to me, which is I'm growing, I'm passing on the baton to these guys now. Next year, they'll be back. It's an ongoing journey that breeds a lot of people. I don't know if that serves your answer, Richard, for your question.
No, it does, and you kind of touched on interesting, because you're someone who's a student who is in the program. What are the current students, the future leaders? What are you all doing right now? What are you experiencing? Tell us about some of the fun stuff that you're working on.
So here in Robben Island, we get to know the history, not only because, not the history that we are like, the history that we know from, we learn from books at schools. So now we can get to experience and see the things that are not in the book of history that we learn from schools. Now we get to see like how our olden leaders were being treated and how they suffered and fought for our freedom as South Africa. And for that, Robben Island plays a huge impact to us as South Africans as a whole. So I feel like that's like the main thing that we're learning, getting to know Robben Island we are getting knowledge, so much knowledge just for being here.
And we can, during the whole start of the spring schools, we kind of had a first-hand experience of what our political leaders experience. So it kind of makes us grateful for what type of freedom we have right now in the modern day.
We also went to the Robben Island jail and they showed us where people used to sleep. Like when we are learning it at school, we don't really imagine how the condition in jail is. So coming here kind of made us understand it more and appreciate what we have.
To add on what she has just said, we also went on a knowledge hunt whereby we were going at places where our previous leaders, especially the Lime Quarry place, where they used to dig stones, which they were used to build the jail they slept in.
So basically, to add on, Richard, we now have a deeper understanding of our history. So we will basically look at life in a more different way with understanding.
And again, so we also went to the church of Robben Island and got to know the sicknesses that were making prisoners die in jail here in Robben Island. We got to know what was the cause of it, the cures that were made, and how the prisoners were isolated from other prisoners who had a certain disease.
I also got to know how Robert Sobukwe was a powerful man. I thought that Robert Sobukwe just implemented the Sharpeville massacre. Then that's where they've explained a lot more about Robert Sobukwe. And Robert Sobukwe was a wonderful man and he fought for freedom.
And if I must say, just being here, it's an experience on its own. You get to see, it really opens your eyes because you get to see the pain that they went through and you see how they suffered, you know, how the leaders turned that suffering into leadership, né? And it made me realize that leadership isn't always loud or glamorous. Sometimes it's quiet, patient, and built on sacrifice.
And it's also beneficial to be here because we learn about discipline, listening skill, being reprimanded, and respecting, and all those good morals.
Back to you, Richard.
This is going to be like the catchphrase of the show, and that's back to you. This is... it's like a catchphrase. We're going to make T-shirts. So tell me about the content that you guys are making, the creativity. Tell me about that.
Actually, we were taught on how to create our own brand. So we created our own brand that we can use for different stuff. And they also taught us how to make our own email and open our own accounts on different apps.
And we also learned how to create various social media accounts for our brands that people can visit once and again to learn more about us. So
And we also learned how to write scripts, how to write blogs on certain platforms, and then also to publish those blogs. We learned quite a lot, eh?
So Kusi was telling me was about the podcast. What kind of topics are you guys discussing? What's the process behind it? Different things with radio. Discuss that too, because that's really cool.
One of the topics that we were learning, I think it was yesterday, we kind of had the task to go out and look for unknown political leaders that also fought for South Africa's freedom, not just like the well-known ones, Robert Sobukwe and Nelson Mandela. So basically the reason for this was because more or less of the youth of today, they kind of take the freedom that we have for granted. Because, you know, it kind of seems like it was just surrounded by a few people. So the reason for the stars, in my opinion, was basically to make us grateful that the freedom of South Africa didn't just come from a few people, but it came from many more others.
And the research was also upon the island itself, Robben Island, and just how, and it was also about the island itself and the characteristics within the island, as in its buildings and the many historical buildings within the island. and the fact that the island isn't actually just a prison, it's now a museum with many different artifacts and items. It's also, if I'm not mistaken, it's also the one of the only islands to have inhabitants of penguins.
Also to add on that, we also learned that how journalism actually works and how to like to be, how to know where to get your sources and your sources if are valid or not. And mostly, the most important part is that we went to do research as they have mentioned. It's a thing of like, we have to like know, people have to know, people in the world help. In South Africa, I have to know, we're not only free because of the well-known leaders that are known today, but also we also have to make the other leaders that were fighting for our freedom recognized, because they are not being recognized. And now we're putting some sort of a message, if I'm right, to the people that we are not only free because of Nelson Mandela, so Mr. Sobukwe, and so on. We're also free by our freedom was also fought by other people that were unsung, if I may say. And we also have to like, people in South Africa also have to know, or people in the world also have to know that people, there are many people who fought for our freedom.
If that answers your question, Richard.
It does. It does. What do you think is the most, whether it be about journalism or Robben Island itself, what is something that you, the future leaders, have learned this week that you feel everybody should know, whether it's about the media, whether it's about Robben Island? What is something you have learned that you feel everybody should know?
I feel like everyone should know that being a leader is putting other people's needs before yours. It's not always about you, what you want. You have to put other people's needs before yours and just lead, man. I don't know what else to say, but yeah, I hope that answers your question.
To add on what she has just said, I've learned a lot here in Robben Island. First, I've learned that, you know, the youth is the most important people actually in life, because we've learned that we have to come out of our comfort zone sometimes and just let things be sabotaged in our life. That's all.
And I've also learned that the roots of freedom comes from Robben Island.
I also learned that the most powerful leaders are those who are willing to suffer for what's right and still come back to serve.
Mm. I also learned that being a leader doesn't only take for you to do something. It takes courage, sacrifice, and determination. So with determination, you have to go through a lot of things, and you have to sacrifice a lot of things to put people's needs before yours as a leader.
Is that back to me?
Yes.
I want to ask your teacher something, if that's okay. Kusi, yes. How have you seen... Yes, sir.
Well, I was going to say, and also there's, remember, as a radio elective, it's not only me and the ambassador with the kids. We also have teachers. You know, there's a teacher who's joining us here. I don't know if you're going to want to speak to her a little bit later on. But yeah, back to your question, though.
Yeah, I was going to ask, and even the teacher, our teacher friend, can answer this as well. Did the teacher introduce herself?
Yeah, she's coming now. She's going to quickly introduce herself.
Okay, great. So while we're waiting for the teacher,
she's here.
She made it. And that's back to you, teacher.
Yeah. Thank you, Richard. You're speaking to Queen Latifah.
I am.
Subject. Yes, you are.
I'm a
subject advisor. I'm a subject advisor at Metro South Education District, which is Western Cape Province. I said I have an English club, which is called English is Lekker. And so I brought 7 of our learners to the leadership camp under that cover.
Yeah. Give us a little bit more of a rundown of what you do with the spring school, if you can, and the fun stuff that you guys are doing this week.
Okay. So I am part of the program, but it's mostly that I accompany the learners to the different programs. But for this elective, I'm very excited because I thought I'd come out of my comfort zone. And instead of going to the creative writing, where I'm usually drawn, I thought I'd come and learn something new. And I thought, okay, this is actually a fantastic way for teachers to look at the syllabus. So interesting things that I've learned at Robben Island. There are so many things. I mean, I live here and I haven't visited it, but the history is very painful. Yeah. It's very interesting and exciting. And it's basically what I like about the program is that it role models for the learners exactly the type of leaders they should be. So everybody who is teaching them, leading them, the way they are treated, the way they respond, we are constantly asking them to step up and try and behave like a leader. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you. And I'll ask this of you and I'll ask this of Kusi. What changes have you seen in our future leaders? I know we're so early in the program. From when they got to Robben Island to now, what shifts have you seen in them and how they've become better future leaders? Because listening to them, I have no doubt that they're going to do amazing things and are respectful and poised and ready to go. Because they all called me Mr. Richard in the beginning. No one's ever called me Mr. Richard in the United States.
Okay, one of the best changes, it's one of the usual things that happen within the program is kids come in here, they shy to express themselves, they're scared to make mistakes, but as the program moves on, they gain more confidence, and also now they're learning to multitask. At first, when we're doing stuff, they'll be like, yo, this is too much. But now they are managing to be able to multitask and be able to do many things at once. And also to a point where now they're starting to understand why they're being taught these skills, and also why to know where you're coming from is so important, to a point where now they're expressing everything that they've learned. For example, through podcasts. That podcast is not just a podcast, but also it's a learning, a thing, especially for the next generation.
Yeah, and then I'd like to add that that's the one side of the coin. On the other side, I found that they've had very vicious debates. Right, we had sessions where you must remember that we have different cultures here as well. So they clash. But with a clash, they learn how to speak with each other, how to listen to each other. And it's important that they learn that a leader not only has to be heard all the time, but also has to sit and listen. So I feel that they are actually very patient with each other. They're more patient than they were when they arrived. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you all so much for sharing all this information with me. This is fun. This is really nice to know. So I want to talk to the future leaders. Tell us about what's coming on, or as we're taping this, we're halfway through your week, I believe, right? So what are you guys doing the rest of the week? Thursday, Friday, I know deadlines are coming up. The podcast has to get done. Tell everybody, if you could give everybody a little bit of tease of what's coming up with the podcast and the rest of the week at the Spring School.
So today we have a cultural evening. We're going to be showcasing our different cultures. As we've already said, that we have different people coming from different areas. Like me, I'm from Lesotho. So I'm going to be showcasing our culture, what we eat, what we wear, and the knowledge systems that we have as Lesotho. Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow we will actually be going to visit a Bush Radio. So I'm sure that my other members are very excited.
And also tomorrow we'll be doing the show live. For example, we're going to do the 1 hour podcast, which will be video, which we will be taping it just after you now. They're going to go and change and put on uniforms. And then we're going to tape that 1 hour podcast. And then we're going to change the 1 hour podcast into audio, but we're going to do it live at Bush Radio tomorrow for 1 hour.
How you guys feel about the live broadcast? Are you getting excited?
Yes.
They never stop.
It's exciting and it's nerve-wracking. What, Kusi, you've done a lot of live broadcasts in your life. What tricks of the trade, which is a U.S. saying, what kind of advice and expertise could you give to the students, the future leaders, as they go into this broadcast?
Prepare, prepare, prepare. So everything that you have to say, you must know what you're going to say, but keep it natural as possible. Speak the way you speak and be clear, you know, what you're saying. And also stick to facts, you know, whatever you're doing, so that whatever you're saying, you'll have confidence into saying it. And also to a point where we've been practicing, you know, a lot. I feel like they're ready, you know, they know what they're doing. Even though there were times where we would debate not to wear uniforms, we must wear uniforms, you know, those interesting debates.
And I'm just now going to ask you and our teacher over here, I asked what the students have learned from the whole experience of being at the spring school or how they've changed. Well, I ask the students what they learned later. But I'm curious, especially with you, Kusi, you've done this program